I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research shows that stroke has a more devastating effect on African Americans than whites. To talk about community-based research underway in South Carolina, looking for new ways to help all people recover from stroke, is Dr. Gaynell Magwood. She's a professor in the College of Nursing and a nurse researcher at MUSC. Dr. Magwood, tell us more about the prevalence of stroke within the African American population.
Stroke is the leading cause of disability in America, and particularly in African Americans. They're twice as likely to be at risk for a stroke compared to whites. We're also seeing that stroke occurs at a younger age in African Americans.
You're the principal investigator for a stroke research project that's underway related to stroke disparities. Tell us a bit about that community based project.
We have a project that's called the Community Intervention Under Nurse Guidance, or CINGS. This is funded by the American Heart Association as part of their strategically focused research network. And this is a project that has been developed in collaboration with community members, stroke survivors, family members, healthcare providers, and we're looking at ways where we can help improve recovery after stroke.
Tell us a bit more about the stage of research that this community-based project is right now and where you're heading in the future.
Absolutely. It's been developed over a couple of phases. And so we started in the beginning actually going out and interviewing different people that are affected by stroke. And we use a community health worker and nurse team that goes into the home and works with the stroke survivor. We're at the phase now where we've just started recruiting more recently and enrolling people into the study. And so we have another 3 years that we'll be doing this study.
What is the overall goal for this particular research?
The overall goal is to identify those sort of predictive factors that may be affecting or of importance to stroke survivors and their families, and then to develop and culturally tailor this community-based intervention so we can see better outcomes in function, but also really it's around quality of life.
So part of the focus is after a stroke has occurred to try to do what is necessary to give the best chance of recovery.
Absolutely. We understand that having a supportive network, I call this a care network of individuals that come together to actually work with that person that's recovering from stroke, that's a big part of this. Once again, helping them to gain knowledge about caring for themselves, whether it's their blood pressure, monitoring their blood pressure, or if it's monitoring their diabetes, seeking out care afterwards, keeping appointments, medication adherence, but just even support. Depression is a big thing after a stroke and can occur in a high number of people. So being able to understand and have a listening ear and referring folks and connecting them to resources.
Dr. Magwood, thank you for this information about community-based research related to stroke disparities.
You're welcome. It's great being here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.